that I'm doing, I don't know if my daughter's going to even pay attention to any of them. And, you know, who's to say? Because you know how it is in life with many of us around us that we know is that it's one thing to shell out advice, to shell out your thoughts. It's another thing to apply them. And that's something that you realize for me, especially in the position that I'm in. I'm always helping people, talking them through their things, through their challenges, being a sounding board. And what you realize is that a lot of times they don't adhere or they don't even consider taking action in what you tell them or what you come about through those talks. So many times what happens is you have talks with people and they'll go ahead, you know, they'll go ahead and have you talking for hours, for days, for weeks, for months, and you're sitting there and they're still doing the same things or they're not taking any action. And you're sitting there scratching your head and say, okay. But what I've learned, a lot of these things I've learned after marriage, because, you know, I've disconnected from a lot of negative energy that I've experienced. You know, if I was able to disconnect from my marriage and be on my own, I don't need to partake on anything else that is not positive in my world. And if someone's sucking me out, I just go ahead. You know, I gotta put you away. And it's happened with people throughout the years where I have to put them in the little timeout. But then there's other people as well that suck the energy out of you. It's like they're just like hearing themselves talk and talk, and they don't have a recollection of what you have discussed. It's like they're such in an abyss that all they're doing is ranting and not being aware. And I think that's one of the things that I try to have people do. It's, hey, be self-aware. I can't, you know, talking about it, yelling about it, you know, ranting about it is one thing, but you have to strap on your boots, put on those big panties, whatever the case is, right? You got to do that and you got to go forward and execute. I know with myself just recently having that situation at work, right? And obviously I talked about it as far as, you know, it's rubber meets the road with the time that I spent being a parent versus my career. So, you know, after thinking about it, I said, okay, I got to execute. I got to go ahead and do this. You know, I'm not sitting there waiting for something to happen or venting about it anymore. It's like, oh, okay, I got it out of my chest. I need to take action. And part of my action is looking for other options. Right now I'm working on some and just trying to see how it all plays out. But at the end of the day, people don't do that. People don't execute that plan. People are too afraid to apply the knowledge. It's easier to dish it out. And that's one thing that I'm worried about. It's that I try to walk the walk. So when I tell you something, whether it's about challenges that I've had in life, whether it's about studying, about having the juggling act of everything. You know how people complain, oh, man, I can't do this, and the third. I'd be like, well, I've been in a similar predicament, and this is how I approached it. And a lot of people say, okay, that's cool. That's you. And I'm like, well, what you mean that's me? I know we're all different, but you can't tell me that it's impossible. Now, you have to you have to pay a price, obviously. You have to something has to give when you're trying to overcome something that is not good at this juncture in your life, whether it's work, whether it's fitness, whether it's personal life. You have to make that hard decision. You know, like when it comes to relationships, a lot of us is the fear of being alone is greater than the unknown. Right? I mean, people just are so afraid of dying alone, but they'd rather deal in the misery of their relationship and try to coerce the other person to think like they do, to see whatever vision they see. And a lot of times it doesn't work. Therefore, you have that toxicity in that relationship, and what can you do? You know, when it comes to work, people complain about work. They just run home, have a cup of wine, and they just can't wait till it's Friday, because they're so fucking pissed off about the week and the stress, but they don't goddamn do anything about looking for other options, getting an education, getting some formal training in a trade that they like to do or something. Like, they feel like they're stuck in a rut, but at the end, they hold all the keys to their independence. And you could blame it on having kids. You could blame it on, you know, even with myself. You know, I went ahead this year, I'm saying to myself, because now they're putting me in the corner, I'm saying, okay, well, I got to go ahead and take a hit, whether it's going to be financially, and I have to figure it out. But as of now, I can't continue on the same path. I can't, because it doesn't make any sense to be in a compromising situation that's not going to make me happy. Yeah, I'm going to take a hit with the money. Yeah, I'm going to take a hit with uncertainty, with the year term, you know, with long-term work and career. But this is not the first time it's happened. And I have confidence in myself. I have confidence in what I'm able to do. I'm able to get a job. I'm able to do things. So what's the worst that can happen, right? And as long as I do what I call a calculated risk, meaning that you're going to take a risk, but you're covering some of your major, you know, concerns, while the others you're hoping for them to be figured out in the long run. So going back to my job and my situation, I'm not going to have, if I go to this another opportunity, I'm not going to have the insurance. I'm not going to have the benefits that I have here, right? So I'm not going to have, but I will have the flexibility. But I will have the potential for an upside of income, because that's one thing where I work at, you're capped off. There's nothing I can do to gain X amount more money unless I'm going to work X amount more, right? And I already said I'm not going to do that. So that's kind of where I'm coming from, is I try to internalize and I try to talk to myself through these things. And the one thing that I always say to myself is everyone tries to play the victim. Everyone tries to make it so that their world, their situation is chaotic and, oh my God, woe is me. They want that pity party. And I think a lot of it has to do with me not having the sympathy growing up. I didn't have the nurturing. So I had to fucking man up. You know, there was only so much crying and nothing happened. So you realize that, what the fuck am I feeling sorry for myself? No one's feeling sorry for me. So I have a problem with that in general. When people try to feel sorry for me, whether I'm sick, whether I'm hurt. I take offense to that, because it's not something that I'm used to. I'd rather just deal with me having to deal with me like just you normally would. Hey, you all right? Okay, if you need anything, let me know. But you have these people that have this victim mentality, and whatever situation they're in, no one in this world has experienced it, just them. And I think you have to look through the lenses of, okay, yeah, I'm going through some challenging times. Absolutely. I mean, this is not easy. This is not fun. This is making me sad. This is making me depressed. But other people have been through it and worse, and have persevered and have succeeded. Because that's just how life is. All of us share similar experiences as far as adversity, as far as things not going our way, right? I mean, people experience challenges. So I'm always fascinated with people talking to them and how they feel their situation is so unique. It's so special. And it's not. You're really not that special in the grand scheme of things. You're going through challenges you've never been through before. I understand that. And I want to talk to you about it, but ranting about it, just talking about it without executing or applying knowledge is not going to get you anywhere. All you're going to do is have people around you, your support group, get exhausted. It's like the little boy crying wolf, that story, right? I mean, you can cry wolf so many times and people just check out. People are not nice about it. And I try to be as understanding, but I try to let people know, hey, you know, I understand you're going through things. But if you're not applying the knowledge, if you're not trying to have action from these current events that you're dealing with that are not making you happy, then this is on you. Whether it's your career, whether it's your friendships, whether it's relationships, whether it's family, you know, you gotta understand that the road you're currently taking is not giving you the results. So you have to let go of that fear. And I think that's something that I've done at an early age because, again, when you come from nothing, when you are a recipient of welfare, I mean, what is the worst that can happen to me right now? I'm always going to have a job. I'm always going to be able to provide. So it's not a matter of being able to be alive and survive. It's a matter of how do I want to live? What route do I want to take? And if that route is going to be beneficial to myself and to the ones that rely on me. And I think that's something that many of us have that fear. Many of us just can't go into the unknown. And I embrace the unknown. I think the key is the unknown. It's just having a calculated approach. Just knowing that, hey, as long as you put in the time, you put in the knowledge, you try to learn as much as possible about the possible scenarios that may happen if you dip out, right, if you end up making a decision. But at the end, just remember, wherever you're at currently, whenever you're not happy and you just don't feel fulfilled or you feel like you're being compromised, you have to just go for a different option and say, hey, I know people say, hey, it could be worse. You know, I get it. It could be worse. But I could say the same thing about that new scenario I'm in. I could say, well, it could be worse, right? But at least I swung. At least I took an at-bat. At least I shot the ball instead of holding it and being afraid of shooting. Can't do that, man. And that's something that through all these audio journals that I'll be putting until I am done to my little one, you know, that's the one thing I always want her to do is just take calculated risks. Don't talk and rant if you're not going to apply action. It doesn't do anybody any good when you're complaining, when you're just feeling sorry for yourself. There's a period to mourn. There's a period to take in whatever challenges just happened. Yes, there is a period. You need to grieve. You need to go ahead and soak in it. But you have to move on from it and understand that life goes on. You have to keep it going. I don't care how shitty your man treated you. No matter what scenario happened where you got screwed, you have to just look at it. Oh, that's a learning experience. What have I learned from that? How can I become better? And just move forward, man. And I think so many people I run into, that's why I end up playing therapist, because so many people just don't have the balls, just don't have the gall to just take control of their life, for better or worse. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out, but they're just afraid to take that swing. And I think that's something that is, for me, is quite fascinating, because what do you have to lose? But I guess for me, I it's hard for them to understand from my end, because I guess for me it's easy to understand because, again, I just came from nothing. So I guess I don't see the loss in it. It's like playing on house money. You know, when you go into Vegas and you're gambling and you're up $10,000, right? I mean, you're not losing any money. You actually came out of there $10,000. It's like what's there to lose if you gamble? If you feel like gambling, right? But obviously, if you want to just stay and check out and cash in, that's fine too. But I'm just saying, whenever you're playing on house money, it's okay to swing for the fences. It's okay to go for it, because you never want to be in that deathbed regretting not taking a chance. And that's something that, you know, I've talked about that in a prior podcast, that people that are in their deathbed talk about, man. They talk about that regret of not swinging for the fences or not going for things that they wanted to do. And at this point in time, I think, going back to my situation, I think that's been the catalyst for me to rethink again about where I'm at, because I'm totally happy where I was at. But now when I'm being pushed to that corner and I'm saying to myself, I think it's time to go, and I'm embracing it, and I'm going to be looking for options. And that's good. It's not something that I fear. It's not something that I worry about. It's like, okay, you know, this is a different chapter, and life goes on. Another turn on the street. We follow the path and we keep moving forward.
Stronger than anyone I know. She shares my dreams. I hope that someday I'll share her home.